Blog Talk Radio.
Mother Earth is dying, and we continue to
fuck her to death. Play with your own squishy. Become the master of your own bation. And yes, God is watching you. But no need to be embarrassed. For the future is in your hands. No, the future is in your hand. Play with your own squishy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pass that wall, pass that wall.
Higher, higher. Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? You know, I hope you all understood that last message dealing with the magnetic fields depleting. I just want to do a quick message. This information never stops. The message is to become the change. All right? There are so many of us who have been adorned to this system. And when I say adorned to the system, it's like we have so many of us who have been so captivated by this system, this monetary system, this, you know, and it's like our folk don't know how to live without it, right? Folk literally don't know how to live without this system, and it has become a part of their life. You know, I myself, what it was that I use this, you know what I use the money for. I don't even have to repeat it. You have to become the change. You have to understand that nothing remains the same with this system here. It's just a phase that we're going through. Was it a necessary phase? No. It was not necessary. This is something that was forced upon us by an alien system that invaded our planet. But, you know, it is basically nature and ourselves who all come together will eradicate this system. And we won't return back to the way our ancestors were, but we will be much greater and much more powerful than what they were. All right? So, you know, it's just like that caterpillar. That caterpillar is going around, walking around, you know, doing the thing it's due. And that caterpillar knows that at some point that it's going to have to stop so that it can evolve into a butterfly, a moth, something greater, all right, and something beautiful. So the whole key point is for us to understand that caterpillar literally becomes the change. The caterpillars just don't change. The caterpillar becomes the change. And this is what the messages are here. You know, you guys have become the change. You have to become that shift. You have to become that energy. You have to become that force. You have to become the change. All right? And accept the changes that are happening at this current day. All right? You have to understand why these inorganic beings created this whole fake virus thing, all this other stuff here that they created. Why? Because, you know, they already foreseen that they already knew that things were going to happen. September 19th, 2019, the World Bank collapsed. And where the World Bank was, okay?
Location, near end coast of New Guinea, PNG, class moderate, magnitude 5.0, depth 10 kilometers, 9 minutes ago.
Where the World Bank was, this is where the magnetic fields were the greatest, all right? They put their money under some of the, they put their World Banking system under some of the strongest magnetic fields. And when that magnetic field depleted, so did that monetary system, and it collapsed. Therefore, they began to print money. You know, they were literally printing 83 to 85 billion dollars a day just to keep the economy going worldwide, or just to keep the monetary system, not the economy. The economy is the nation's energy. But just to keep the monetary system going worldwide, they were printing 83 to 85 billion dollars a day because the World Bank had collapsed. All right? So you have to understand that this entire system is due to shut down, and it will happen without warning. Not it can, it will happen without warning. Okay, it will happen without warning, and you have to understand. This is why we've been, you know, everyone has been, you know, been pushed to create, to build. You know, got a young brother who's communicated with me. He's like, hell, say you need to take lithium batteries and connect it with magnets, and the magnets will increase the energy of the batteries, you know, and you know, there, and that's the whole part about it. So when you become the change, you'll understand that nothing is going to remain the same, that the system is literally decaying rapidly right before our eyes. You know, and there is no salvation for it. There is nothing that's going to save this system. There's nothing that's going to keep this system alive. All right? Just like we talked about Humpty Dumpty, you know, and that was a perfect example. You know, Humpty Dumpty is that system that's been alive so long, but it's fragile. All right? It's a fragile system. And it's been standing so long, and then finally when it falls, those who created, who are the children of the creators of the system, and those who run the system are trying to put things back together, and because the system is so fragile and it broke just like an egg, you can't put it back together. And this is what's happening. So you have to accept the change, and then you will be able to evolve into that butterfly, and you'll be able to fly. You know, you'll be able to think on a whole nother level. You'll be able to do things greater than our ancestors. All right? Accept the change. All right? You know, there are those who are watching this and they're scared, and I don't know what I'm going to do without money. And you guys look at what our ancestors didn't have any money. Money has only been here on the planet the last 200 calendar years. Before then, there was no money. All right? And we created the greatest and the most powerful intelligence ever on the planet. So you have to understand that the money is here for those who want to control everyone. And therefore, this money or whatever this foreign substance is, because it's a foreign organism or a foreign entity on our planet. All right, that was never supposed to be in position. So you have to understand, brothers and sisters, where we stand. This money has to go. Everything has to evolve. Everything has to shift. All right. So this is where we are right now at this present moment. All right. Yes, this is a beautiful thing. It is an absolutely beautiful thing. But like we said, there's brothers and sisters who don't know how to live without their brothers and sisters who are finally getting their chance to have someone when they couldn't have any before. Still, you have to understand that this change has got to happen. That change is coming. You have to become the change. You have to accept the change. And don't be so quick to want to fall into a state of depression or anything, saying, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to live without it? You're going to live without it just the way your ancestors lived without it. You're going to live without it just like the squirrels and the other creatures of the planet live without it. You're going to be able to live. You don't have to worry about working and paying bills and paying taxes and you know, you don't have to worry about that. You'll be able to use the resources around you and say, okay, well, we're going to have to travel a little bit because I know resources are over here, so I can make this vehicle or this transportation that's going to run on this energy or that energy. You can freely do what you want to do. You don't have to worry about going to jail or somebody come and say, oh, yeah, we're the government, and you made this, and we're going to say, you don't have to worry about that. All right? You won't have to worry about it at all. Accept the change, become the change. That's the key point. All right? So continue to build, continue to create. You know, somebody inboxed me and say, oh, you know, you're doing a lot of talking on social media. That's like, you don't know what I'm doing in the shadows. I'm working on some things in the shadows. And, you know, I showed you guys that.
Earthquake upgraded to 5.2 from 5.1, location near north coast of New Guinea, PNG, class moderate, depth 50 kilometers, 15 minutes ago.
When I did that prototype of that temple, all right, that's worked. That was very powerful work, and that thing is giving out some massive, crazy energy. But I'm working on something else right now. So, yes, I am doing things. I'm not just saying these things. I'm doing it also. Remember, I do practice what I preach, all right? I practice what I preach. You know, this is one thing. So accept the change, become the change. And when you have literally realized that you have to be, that you become the change, therefore, things around you begin to change, and you can focus on a higher type of energy and a higher type of force. right? You have to accept the change. You have to become the change. That's the main key in this right here, okay? All right, I just pass that on to you. All right, brothers and sisters, just like we said, the butterfly. And for you all who are not making big things and you're creating small things, just remember what we said, the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect, literally, because you have shifted your mind to create something, you have caused a greater shift in the cosmos. You have caused a greater shift in our galaxy, in our universe, on our planet, in our star system. You have literally caused a shift. That butterfly effect plays a powerful role. And just, you know, just by talking about butterflies, yes, you become the change. You have literally became something so powerful that mankind, there's no way for him to compete with that, because this is the original beings creating the change. So, yes, you create the change. You become the change. You accept the change. All right, brothers and sisters. I pass this on to you. Hope you understand, overstand everything. All right? Trouble don't last always, but you control how trouble lasts by you opening up those gateways within you, those geometrical gateways, whether you do music, whether you're doing fine art, whether you're doing sculpturing, whether you can build things, whether you can put things together. I mean, it's like, you know, what you do. And you opening up those gateways to things that you knew, you become changed. So much talent among my brothers and sisters. So much talent. Just because you can't do one thing don't mean you can't do it ever. Everybody can't be a carpenter. Everybody can't be a bricklayer. Everybody can't be an artist. Everybody can't be a sculptor. Everybody can't be a seamstress. Everybody can't be a musician. Every one of us has something different. Every one of us has something unique. And when you become the change, you know, and you begin to shift, you will see that butterfly, that beautiful indigenous creature that you were destined to be. Let your energy flow. Let your energy move. Let your energy become, you know, you. You know, you become the change. Accept the change for what's happening. All right? All power to the most sharp celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with people ever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos brings change, not peace. All right? Chaos is change. Much power to you all.
Yes. Royalty, royalty, royalty to all of you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to another podcast of Motivational Classroom. I'm your host, Haru.
And...
Give me a second.
Sorry, y'all. Good thing I waited.
So, this podcast is a very special podcast, guys. It's St. Peter to St. Nicholas. Now, Eternal speaks a lot on the history of things. Now, remember, history of things, you know. So, history always plays an important role, okay? History plays an important role, although the focus is to get back to her story, right? So in getting back to her story, it is very important to discuss history. So I think Eternal is a wonderful teacher, you know, to kind of illustrate, you know, when it comes to history. So on this particular topic, guys, it's going to be St. Nicholas to St. Peter. I may have it intertwined in the wrong, but he's going to break down Simon, like all these names that we knew, Peter Pan, you know, we know him as Peter Pan, right, the cartoon figure, but who was the great Greek god or whoever, who was Pan, you know what I mean? We're going to break down a lot of, well, Eternal is going to break down, because this is a motivational learning tool for me, too. I didn't get to look at all, I didn't get to listen to all the clips, Eternal, but I did listen to a few. This clip is 28. This is going to kind of give an introduction. Now, we started the podcast late, guys. I didn't come in to about 15 minutes in chatting with a friend about suicide, you know what I'm saying? Literally talking her out of it. So, pardon me. But we're going to do a podcast on that, guys, because in these times right now, a lot of people are committing suicide. I got an alarm spiritually that a lot of people are committing suicide. If they have not committed, if they have not done the act, they are gravely thinking about it more than ever now. You know what I'm saying? My cousin just committed suicide on Sunday. They didn't find him till Wednesday. So anyway, I don't want to talk about that now. I'm going to do a podcast on it. But guys, if you love someone and you know that they may be going through something, or you may have an inkling that they, you know, and this is for me too, check on them. You know, make sure they're good. As much as I like to be combative, guys, no, this is an urgency for compassion, all right? So this clip is, again, 28 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's, you know what I mean?
So I'm going to post the YouTube link in the show notes just so you guys can get a visual. But I think that the Moors and the Christians, is this relevant to this particular part? Okay, so let's just go ahead and give it a listen. Let's give it a listen, guys, and we'll be in after this.
It begins dresses up for the fiesta at the beginning of autumn. The entrances, the ambassadors, simulated combat, make up the bulk of their festival of Moors and Christians. Declared destination of touristic interest in 2017, the fiesta attracts more and more visitors each year. They are fiestas that serve as a bond, as a union between people who strive to improve this historical commemoration year after year. The massive participation of women, its historical roots, and the peaceful solution to the confrontation between cultures and religions demonstrate its singularity within a festival grounded throughout the province of Alicante. Alicante, from fiesta to fiesta. Crevillent is located in the Baix Vinalopó region of Alicante, at the foot of the Serra Crevillent mountain range. It is the gateway to the great plain of the Vega Baja del Segura and the border between the Valencian and Castilian languages. Crevillent's evolution has run alongside its economic development, based mainly on the weaving industry and the manufacture of carpets. This high-quality product has earned international fame thanks to the ingenuity and industry of its enterprising people. Every October, Crevillent transforms itself in order to celebrate its Fiesta of Moors and Christians, dedicated to its patron, St. Francis of Assisi. The first celebrants paraded through the streets of Crevillent in 1965. The entrance of the Moors and the Christians aroused the enthusiasm of a town that would take no time in actively participating in the fiesta. That year, the arquebuses also fired their first kilos of gunpowder. After the heat of the summer, the city begins to prepare itself for the presentation of the publicity poster and the timetable for the celebration. Oh, One of the most solemn preliminary ceremonies is the proclamation of the representatives. The captains, Norse, and Christian, who will skillfully direct the armies of the Half Moon and the Cross, respectively. And, above all, 12 beautiful women, 6 Moors and 6 Christians, sultans and princesses, who will shine their light upon the days of festivals, and who are presented before their people. From the balcony of the town hall, the mayor announces the fiesta.
Sean les mateixes festes d'anys anteriors, hi ha una cosa que hem lluitat durament durant 4 anys, com en una guerra, en moltes batalles, en guerrilles, amb avanços i retrocessos. És una cosa que ens fa diferents i millor respecte a la majoria de les festes de moros i cristians. I és que aquestes són les primeres festes que celebrem a la Declaració d'Interès Turístic Internacional.
The fiesta is emotion and it is future. The children, the Moor and the Christian infants, show their festive spirit from an early age in the prolog to the main event. It is the beginning of the fiesta. Fiesta of the Moors and the Christians. In both, the massive female presence stands out. In the first entrance, the 6 Christian troops parade in their finest costumes, moving in time to the music. The magnificence of the parade is marked by the beat of their musical rhythms, the enthusiasm of the participants, and the splendor of their queen. The pageantry, designed especially for the occasion, shines above all. Rehearsed and perfected previously at the different schools in the locality, are a delight for the spectators, and their eloquence and showy costumes transport the audience to another time, to another era. Makeup and hairstyles, especially the female ones, apart from competing with each other, dazzle the public as the troops move slowly along the route. The massive proliferation of female squads clearly reflects the equal integration of women into the Moors and Christians of the world. Thank you. The Ambassadors are another symbol of the faith of the Lord and Christians in Canadian. Its unique quality is determined by its historical roots and the peaceful solution to the conflict without winners or losers. And even in Saint, or the Chronicle of Jaime I, makes reference to the dominion of Crevillent, which had certain independence, first within the protectorate of the Castilian kingdom of Murcia, and later under the crown of Aragon.
Ay, moros temerarios, osados e atrevidos, rebeldes, orgullosos, falaces e insumisos. Jamás nos intimidarán palabras altaneras, y las nuestras tomamos como agravio, ofensa. El poder de mi Dios ayuda a los cristianos que ganan poco a poco los reinos de Al-Ándalus.
La gran fuerza de Alá robustece los brazos que anidan duros pechos de nuestros fieles mahometanos.
Divided into two parts, it shows the reflections of King Jaime I, the Conqueror, on how to avoid an open war between the Moors of Crevillent and the Castilian troops, led by an arrogant ambassador who, in the name of the King of Castile, demands an unconditional surrender.
Que repetir el pacto fecho non ha menester.
Of Raiz, Lord of Crevillent, by the Castilian ambassador, ends with the kidnapping of Raiz himself and the subsequent declaration of war by the Moorish ambassador from the top of the fortress.
A Crevillent volvamos con la firme actitud de iniciando la lucha con toda prontitud. Por así hacerlo, con tesón e virtud, lancemos una salva por nuestro life and food.
Derramaba por todo el paisaje crevillentino. Era necesario acabar con tanto horror. El embajador moro, con su alcalde a la cabeza de las tropas sarracenas, dirigía sus pasos hacia Orihuela, ciudad que albergaba el campamento del rey aragonés Jaime I.
The Aragonese monarch is encamped in the nearby lands of Orihuela to quell some Muslim revolts in the kingdom of Murcia.
¿Cómo se dice el Raiz? Pero ahora continúa prisionero de Castilla, sin poder liberarlo de cap manera.
I per això roguem a don Jaume Promesa d'ajudar-nos quan puga a resoldre el problema.
Si el rei considerara vostre projecte vàlid, què estaríeu dispostos a concedir-li a canvi? La total submissió, el assallatge ràpid, dels reis i de l'altama del gerient islàmic.
Senyor rei d'Aragó, oït el testimoni, coneixent el pareixer demandes de propòsit, i sabent els desitjos que acaben d'exposar, quin és el veredicte a dictamen reial?
Així es passa tot, és nostra voluntat.
The mediation and negotiation with King Jaime will facilitate the liberation of Raiz, Lord of Crevillén, by Castile in exchange for Muslim vassalage to the Valencian kings. And so the skirmishes end.
Veïns de Crevillén, per fi havem lograt que nostre Raiz Benjut recobre la llibertat. Gràcies a l'ajuda del gran rei Aragó, a qui hem fet vassallatge, rendint-li submissió.
This pact of coexistence in 1265 is an example of the use of dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts peacefully.
Crevillén per Aragó! Visca el rei Don Jaume! Demostrem l'alegria disparant nostres armes!
In the two ambassadors and the simulated combat, the thunderous shots of the arquebuses do not have the meaning of a struggle between the sides, but represent a symbol of celebration and of coexistence between peoples and cultures. Gunpowder, music, color, fire, diversity. Indisputable and essential element of a fiesta which takes place close to the Mediterranean. Dedicated to paying homage to the patron, Saint Francis of Assisi. All the women participants collaborate in a cheerful and colorful floral offering. And afterwards, they participate in the mass of Sexera Cantada. Crevillén feels a special devotion to music, which is evident in its excellent choirs and vocalists, who can be heard in innumerable performances and celebrations. Captains and queens wear their best costumes. Thus they pay homage to their patron in front of all of the neighbors, in front of the whole town of Crevillén. The vocalists sing the anthem of the fiesta with emotion, a song of the unity and passion of an entire town.
Mm-hmm. culture and art, joy and tradition. An explosion of gunpowder, light, color, and music illuminates the sky and closes the festival. A new journey begins. Illusion, emotion, and feeling await the next Moors and Christians.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty to all. All right. I don't know. Royalty, guys. I always say royal day. You know, I replace good morning with royal day, grand rising with royal day, because for me, I am royalty, right? And I project royalty onto the world. You know, remember who you are as a royal mindset. All right. And I feel that St. Patrick or St. Peter or St. Patrick's or St., you know, all of these different saints, and Saint Mary, I heard them say, you know, there is definitely, what I'm noting is that there is definitely value in researching what these things are. The intro clip for the particular podcast, this last one, was pretty much an introductory into, you know, the Moors and the Christians. You know, the Moors, you know, they held a definitely, we held, you know, people say you are Moor or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I personally don't identify with any label. Like, you can't confine me in any box, you know, personally. Although there is an importance and value in researching and learning all of these different avenues. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring Eternal in. Eternal, peace, peace, peace. Royalty to you. And how you feeling this rising?
Greetings, 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 brother.
Greetings, greetings. I feel content. I feel content.
Okay.
You know, for some reason, a certain burst of different energy, but it's a subtle energy that has come over me.
Okay.
I'm not sure what this is, but yeah, I feel content.
Yeah, this is that purpose, like rebuilding purposes beyond ourselves helps us realize we're building the purpose that is ourselves, and we're getting closer to our own answers as time, we call it, speeds up. Yet that's the grace. You're in the grace of yourself. So, like, the more you got the grace to it, the more you can feel the pace to it. You know what I mean? So, like I said, this makes it a point where even for this, what we're studying, this is another goal to now have other people do the extra research. Like, whatever I just get around to give you right now is not even the tip of the iceberg. It's just a piece of the ice. So if people are familiar with the flower of life and the tree of life, and how the tree of the life and the flower of the life came from a seed of the flower, you know what I mean? It's the metamorphin. So you can look at this is like at a company. We've all created a company of ourselves. And in this company, you created what we call a straw man. And a straw man basically can do all the things like pulling strings, yet it's off of signing your nature to it. So that's how the pulling of the strings start. So now, whether the strings attached or strings separated, do you cut the strings, or you know what I mean? Or do you didn't realize you got strings and you're still running around? You go, oh, go over here. And you go, I'm a real boy. Nope. Come on over here, boy. And so now it's a toy to how you're being used as either you're a tool, right, or you become a weapon to what's being weaponized. And so this is why it really is important to get into this, all right? So like learning your truth. What makes you feel truth of yourself, you know? And when you say truth, you're talking about something that was from the past, went to the present, that still gives you that love longing into the near future. Because how were you ever able to, you know, move and coincide to these things, right? So I'm going to read a little excerpt, right, so you can get at least a grasp where I'm going before I start talking about Peter. But before going to Peter, we got to talk about Nicholas. St. Nicholas.
Okay.
Most of us have been aware of people who come around you, like what we call Baba Loye. Baba Loye has the one foot. You can either come in with a cane and hopping on one foot, or he's just hopping without the cane as a dance. This is that reality as well. So Baba Loye is one who comes in and take the sicknesses of everybody. Go around like basically what a Buddha does. Buddha comes around and see what your pain is and sit with you, like sit in your foundation for at least maybe 3 days and then travel, you know. And so when they're trapped in that 3 days, oh, it could be long. It could be 21 days. It just depends on how much that's really needed to be necessary to say, okay, this might take a little longer, you know. So when we look at time, time is created off of that. We got to go into a time mechanism of devotion. Whatever that is you're devoting yourself to do, go ahead and do it. Just keep that as your devotion, though, because if you're not, you're not seeing what love is. So you have to put devotion first, right, in order to find out what love is, and then whether you're going to do it or not will cause you to become devoted, right? Yet it's in that devotion of finding out your sicknesses and how everyone has these type of things. So as Nicholas, St. Nicholas, he went around and healed the sick. He found out what was it that was impaired amongst us, that it could have been an easily solved thing. However, just look at how we're running around today right now in society. We're running around so much that we don't take care of our personal inside situations, that when we do go outside, we have to go to work. We have to, you know, we have to, as we're calling it, have to do these other things that makes us functional. Yet it could be this is what's the cause to the dysfunction, not seeing how you're already functional to yourself. Yet if you gave it away, then that's the reason why you feel dysfunctional. And you say, hey, I gave up my, you know, my energy. Why would you look at giving your energy out when you're transferring energy? Energy doesn't die, it just transfers. So eventually you will get yours. You just got to recharge to get it, you know. And that's what grounding. Everything we do comes from the ground on up. So as St. Nicholas, he looked to people like a poor beggar, just like how some of us would look at what Buddha was when he walked around as a beggar or a legba, walking around as Eshu, the bag lady, seeing the feminine too. You know, she could be walking around with the bags and the cart and pushing it, and you're seeing her and you want to help her. Yet at the same time, when you help her, she'll say, no, I don't want your help. Or she'll say, thank you for the help, and then also help you. So we wouldn't know what that is. We're running into what they call the Ori of the Orishas, your higher deities that's around you, that's helping you, because you asked to be here for a reason. And yet when you asked to be here for a reason, you didn't know how you're going to continually do this in your reason. So now there's these avenues of life that helps you either make you look like a fool, right, or help you become a power in yourself. And so these are what we call transformations, just like trans. The word trans is transformation. It's like transcend, that energy. We want to see how transcend works for us, right? So, I want to go into how we know about the mother. She's the triad. As the peer, there's what we call two sisters, all right? So now Haru has this brother, and the two sisters is known as Aset and Neph. And, of course, this is where Nephis becomes the what we know as Hathor, so, or Nebhet. Nebhet is what we can connect to our house, our being of Neb, right? Neb in nature. All right, so the child is the mother. And it's this genotrix that caused us to see the sisterhood change in front of us. So now as knowing Solomon, as Solomon has this existence and he's supposed to have these two sisters and then he has a brother, it's the story being retold to us constantly. Yeah, it's supposed to be talking about this woman who holds the child on her breast. And this was the connection of the ground root, like St. Nicholas, which really was about St. Mary, who, you know, became the first, but they made Peter the first. And yet we talk about St. Nicholas because it's in this constellational time frame that we want to put everything together. It's like the conversation that we got put into was talked backwards. So the reason why Nicholas was put in front of you is because there's a time frame that that's talking about, that this happened. Even though it may not look as the perceiving Saint Nicholas that giving out gifts with presents, yet it's more like Saint Nicholas who was healing the people. So that was the gift. So to change that and then also have paintings, people bring out paintings. When they put paintings out, they had a tendency, wanted to call it the reconstruction, but it was like a resurrection reconstructed, you know. And it was an explanation to, if it was resurrected, we'll see our soul or our energy come back out. Now, the thing about the soul and the energy coming back out, it might be tainted. And so this is where we get Twain, the Mark Twain. We change the Mark, and then it's a Twain or a Ta with a Twa with an N, a I-N. And this childish way of becoming different for the words. So it's about the tower, what I'm really getting back to. The tower is you're with your mother, and as the child, you're getting breast milk. And that child learning how to get the breast milk from the mother is the armory from the neck on down. So that was like a way of they calling it the Tower of David. And that was his armor. Now, you know, there's ways of what we call crowning. Crowning is like Jack fell down and broke his crown. Well, that crown is his head. So like when a woman breaks her crown, you know, that's the knowing that birth is going to be now perceived. So this would make, you know, a reason why we had to become masculine over the Nicholas aspect, change up the Mary aspect, and go into being a gift giver. And so now the gift giver is better than the woman who has the immaculate conception, the actual miracle baby having it. You know, and who does that but one who passes away? So we know about Haru, right? And there's actually Khonsu, which is called Khonsu, right? Khonsu. Which we know as the Aishu, or Aishu, is known as the Christ. This is the solar god. So from that, it's all going into a time frame with the sun basically going down and now coming back up, but now giving you what we call it longer days. That's why it's called day, D-E-Y, before it became D-A-Y. And so this is how the bay, right, you land on the bay. You come off the land if you don't know your bay, right? Then you become an ode to the bay. So now you obey things differently. Your oath is the same as an oak. You become a tree. So from, like, Jack fell down and broke his crown, this is like a nick from Jack. but yet Jack represents 10. But when you hear Nicholas, you hear 5, still using the son aspect. Yet at the same time, Rupert as a painter, the one who painted this out from a court, C-O-U-R-T, right? And then you got quartz. When you add a Z and a Q, it's a quartz. So now, as a crystal, painting, all of this became a more visual, crystallized form in a portrait. Putting a portrait out basically is like telling the story without it being real, but add my story to it so no one could be real, to me at least. And so they portray energy. So it's a port, right? Port and portrait. So this is how a difference in polarity started to change amongst us. And we got to see it from the aspect of what we really look at. Are we really looking at, when you're giving gifts and doing that, are you the same as the great mother? Right? So the child is the Heru, as from Kemet, what we know as Christ, who came to the anointed as puberty. The great mother was a bold enshrined, and here where we say shrine, we also say Sekhem. So, you know, Sekhem like the energy, seek and him. So it's basically even the vibration of what him is. It's your sound, it's your toe, I mean your tone. So you abode by the house, carried by the head, right? So as you come out, most people looked at, just like what they did with, there's this book you got to get, Gerald Massey, and he talks about how I'm speaking on it right now. Likewise, it's continued in Rome as the mother church, and this is how they made a sanctuary over the divine child. So this 10, Jack coming out, but yet over Nicholas in reverse. Like if you cut 10 in half, you got 5. But 5 still represents Heru. 5 still represents the sun. So this dying of the sun and, you know, resurrecting from the back on the 3 days. And then after that comes in, there's another, you know what I mean, movement coming in. How does this happen without knowing your body connected to this body? All right, so it says, further, as the great mother divided into the two sisters, represented by what they call Isis, we know as Aset, and Nephis, which we, that's what I'm saying, we know as Nebhet, who stand at the two sides of the child god. So is it the imagery of the catacombs with various examples are found to the two women that orientate figures that stand on two sides as the mystical Christ? These two women are believed to be symbolized as the church. Now, being two, however, that's supposed to be religious, right? A Gnostic to typify the church under two dispensations of the law and the gospel. The Christ between them is the good shepherd, whose original crook, the heck. You use the word heck, you could also use it as heek, because you say heeka or heck. Now, that also represents power. So when we're using other words, still our words, we've been using it all the time. You know, when the child says, what the heck? They don't even know they're using power. Yet, we don't know we're using power. All right? So it says it's carried in by one hand by Heru and his fan, Ku, in the other, as he stands between his two, or it's called Orantis, which is Isis, which is known as Aset, and Nephis, which is known as Nebhet. Heru is conceived by Aset, the mother of flesh, and generated by Nebhet, the mother of breath, which we know Nebhet as to be Hathor, or the cow. Now, when you say bull, right, you're speaking of the one with the horns on the head. But then when you say Capricorn with the horns on the head, right? And the whole idea is if you get into where you feel the sun in a different manner, when you're into Capricorn, that energy of what Capricorn energy really provided that is usually in December and January. So you're connecting to this whole, like, having birth, you're feeling birth too. You just didn't know what you're feeling all the time, so-called year. And so now, it's just like how we're saying with this, the two divided sisters, now, because, you know, because in the aspect, they had Rhea and Hera. So you hear Rhea and Hera. So you got Hera. You can even put H-E, it's called H-E-R-A. You see he and you hear Ra. Rhea is R-H-E-A. So all they're doing is flipping your words in front, right? And this is what it said. Okay, the mother of the breath, Rhea and Haria, were the two mothers of the child Zeus. So this is where you get Bacchus, who are called bi-matter, right? Which we think about life is two sides to it, and has two mothers. He was conceived by, they say, Semele, and brought into the world of by Ifa. The two divine sisters were continued in the Gospels as the two Marys, the Virgin Mary and Mary Cleophas, right? Both of whom were the mother of, now here we go, Jesus. This is why the impossible as a history is perfect according to the mythos, the Christ being by matter. And true to the celestial allegory, which is illustrated in the catacombs by the mystical Christ, who is to portray in more than half a dozen different but identifiable forms. To recapitulate, first, the Great Mother is personified in space, and as space takes two aspects in the upper and lower hemispheres, she is divided and then are two women and two divine sisters. The Great Mother bears, the Great Mother bears the twin as male. Now, when you think of male, don't just think of it as the words you're hearing. All right, you have to actually become your own scientist, just like Peter. That's why they put Peter in front of us.
Did you say your own scientist?
Yes.
Okay.
Because when you put, you want to read right?
No. I said I'm with you. I'm following. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, and as then there was a sign to the two sisters. Right, so we got the bear that twins us, one male, and then there was a sign to the two sisters. See, this is where we're getting the twist up from. We don't know how much of the sister knowing her, right, before she goes and finds her other me or us men. What's her two sides? Is she a fighter? Is she a non-fighter? You know what I mean? So it's like a journey. All right, so it says we have now got the characters of the mother, sister, and brother of the earliest sociology. All right, so these then follow a pair of twins. Now, when we were looking at twins, there's always been this concept of how we talked about twins. We've been saying man against man. So that's why you've been seeing like this fight, right? Always fighting. Yet, when we heard about the three, three end up being a Cinderella story. Seeing the Cinderella story. And it's like, why are we seeing Cinderella? What is Cinderella? And why is he bringing this up? And why has it got, I'm going all the way around to show you how it went all the way around. Cinder represents burn. L and La. Cinderella. You hear it. And when you send things, that's how you transcend. You transcend things. This is how the magi of madam, is what's being put out. When they put Peter out, he was a painter creating these things for everybody. Like you got Michelangelo, you got Donatello, Leonardo. You got all of these names that basically are giving you their magi ability. We all got some kind of magic ability. We might not know it. If you look at Encanto, it shows you how everybody in your family, somebody got something going on in a special day, they call it, because that's what we do. We have these Earth Strength Days, right. And when we go to the Earth Strength Days, we have a higher connection to what makes our, you know, strength what it is. We can't see it yet. So this is the peeping Tom. You know, Peter became a peeping Tom. And so this name of Peter is swarthy or black. When we got Santa Claus, because that's what the name St. Nicholas changed to, Santa Claus went into the chimney, he became swarthy. And so when he came down, he looked, as they call it, black concept. Now, the swarthy became black like it was dirty. I don't know how that got in there. It just got in there. However, it was the same aspect as what I was saying about the Buddha coming in and just villaging and sit with you. And he might not have no clothes. He just got the clothes he got on. He's like, dang, he ain't came with no travel or nothing. He came with nothing. How you do that? You know? And I've actually had a brother do that to me. So it's like, and he sat with me, and I had foundation to where he could sit with me for a minute. I just was like, I ain't going to sit with you for the whole day. However, by the end of the night, you know, the self wanted to travel. You know what I'm saying? But we figured that out, how we, you know, got accustomed to each other. And I'm not saying that you would want to bring somebody all the way in your foundation either. You might just meet them on a courting, and you just want to know more about
the fact that you were willing.
Right.
The fact that you were willing.
That's the Buddha side. That's the Buddha side. That's what the connection is, you know, that keeps us in this blindfold. And this is why the Legba represents the unseen horns or the cross. So when we cross into it, it's about what do we see? Is it darkness? And so when we think about blindness equates with the half white and the half black. The third is blind, all right? So now blindness equates the blackness. And now the blind, true mouse, is known as the sacred Mut, M-U-T. This is the mistress of the darkness. So when we talk about the white sister represents the wearer of the white crown. See what I'm talking about? Jack fell down and broke his crown. All right, so now Sethi, or Set, we known as, even like as most people call the devil, or Satan. You know, that's how it became Satan Claus, Satan Claus. So he's been Santa Claus. So now in Egypt, Sita is the white in India. So just like the cow, right, what I was saying about the cow Hathor is the cow, the sacred cow. So gave the holy breath to life. So we know as, if we know the truth, we know the arc is the Ankh, and it's the whole connection to everything from the bottom on its way up. The crown represents falling down. So as the hall or the tower, when you see the tower and it's busted up at the top like the card, you're looking at it like, what's going on? It's like, is this a combustion happening, or is it like a reality in that combustion? So it's not like it just destroyed itself. It's rebuilding itself. All right, so now the two sisters was half white, half black. Goddess, okay, I said that. The two sister was who is half white and half black agrees with the spotted cow. Here we go, of Hathor, and the goddess who bears. It goes with the word bear, because you got a big bear and a small bear, and they're up in the sky. You look at it all the time, and that's how you know how to navigate. The bear crowns, both crowns, see that? Both crowns join in one. So that's like when you know what you're looking at. The story of little one eye, right? Little two eyes, and now little three eyes. Containing another mode of the describing the feminine triad by sight instead of complexion. So now three eyes represents most sight as the equivalent of most light. The wearer of the white crown. And now this is why you hear the word in Arabic, the expression as al-ilya awa. The night is one-eyed. And one eye personifies the goddess of the lower heaven. Two Eyes is the intermediate, is the goddess of the horizon. And then you have in the story, One Eye and Three Eyes are the two imperious sisters, proud of their extraordinary aspect, who both took upon Two Eyes as a most commonplace, vulgar mortal. Now, this is where you hear how, you know, because, you know, you get vulgar, but when you hear V, your V is represents to your fives. So you're uttering out energy. Like, why did they have Jesus sit there on the cross with these two other people? And we'd be like, well, who these people is? Right?
Right.
I send that to you, right?
Yeah. The cross, yeah,
and
you did. The cross, yes.
When you look at it, it's telling you basically how is it that you're going to have a cross and two people right next to them, next to him, and we don't talk about them, but we know of them for some reason. You're like, who are these people? But that's just like, say, your demise, your dismas. And then you're gestized. How much you gestize yourself. How much you chastise yourself, you know? And so it was like they're saying, well, Jesus died on the cross. And then these other two, they supposed to die. Only Jesus resurrected. And you're like, well, how did Jesus resurrect and not these other two? Well, they're saying, well, they didn't. They was like sneering and bad-mouthing the whole time. So when you think vulgar actions, it's just like saying, you know what vandalism, right, is, don't you?
Yes. Yep.
So when you vandalize things, it's just like you become one who takes over property and not knowing it because you writing on it. It's mine. I'm taking over. This is why I claim it, you know. And that's what the banner,
right?
The banner in your armor, your hammer, how you sledge into things, you also pledge into it. So these two who's supposed to be right and the left of Jesus, they basically, it says that the two things crucified with Jesus were Dismas and Gestas. It is believed that Dismas asked Jesus to forgive him before Jesus told him he would be with himself in paradise that day. You hear that? That sounds some kind of jokey. Before Jesus told him he would be with himself in paradise that day. But when you look at that, it might sound selfish, but it's a shellfish. You're in the shell with the fish aspect. This is what the fish does. It goes to the bottom, goes down there deep. So even with the vulgar mortal, right, with no impossible attraction, you are no better than the common folk. Oh, they said to her, you do not belong to us. I'm going back to the story. All right. They despised her.
Okay.
They flouted at her. They pushed her about. They made her wear the coarse clothing and eat a loaf for food. This is Cinderella. The story of Cinderella is the slipper and Kemet. So when we're hearing all these stories and they talking about your story,
wait a minute.
You be like, damn.
Say what?
Mutt is Cinderella.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the Mutt of the darkness, the blindness, the one they made you look blind to, you didn't know who she was. So, you know what I mean? Like, just pushed her to the side. And then the sisters, look, you saw how they all them were acting. So it's like, I'm going to reinvent this story in front of them, give it back to them to see if they like it or not. And then I'm going to run with that because it's going to make sense, even though they don't know where they're getting it from. So when you hear the story about the lily, right, what we got? The princess and the frog, right?
Right.
What do you think? That's not another Cinderella story? Or no?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So here's Peter. Peter is also known as one who basically, like we said, the swarthy. It came up with the swarthy Peter. like a small elf of Peter. I don't know why they come up with a small elf of Peter, but Peter was looked like an elf. And you see him, he's standing there right next to Santa Claus. This elf.
He does look like an elf.
That's what Peter. Right.
Okay.
And so they made
Peter Pan
you know,
was an elf.
Come on now.
All right.
And so you're making a mockery of us while they're still putting out what could be true. So now you don't really know. You can be like, I might be with it, but then again, I might not. So you look at how many times has been Peter put in front of you. Just like you said, it could be Peter Pan. You got who? Peter as in Spider-Man, right? And mm-hmm. in Spider-Man, he's known connected to the 8 with Peter. That's the Octobre connection. So the 8 is gone right there with the vibration. How do you connect back to Peter, the blue and the red? So you're getting the blue and the red and the blind. Don't he look blind when he got the mask on? You can't see his eyes, can you?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope, but he can see you. He definitely can see you.
Yeah.
So, and then they, you know, they've been treating him bad while he's walking around, but he's like another Peter. He's like another Cinderella aspect. Cinderella represents the blackness. So going back to Mutt. So it's like saying, are we really looking at the Mutter? The Mutter being Matter and Mother. You're in Mother Nature all the time. So now, with that, the Cyclops, but it said Mary Cleophas. You hearing, you hear the word Cleophas or Cleophas. You can hear phallus in there, right? You hear Leo in there. I said Cleophas. You hear in there. So it's a lot of, when there's a name like Mary, Mary's army, right? Mary was Ray.
Right.
Ra. And there's that still a Ra connection. And when you know Mars, Mars is the head. So when Mary, like the head to your belly, like the in between that is your throat chakra. So in between your throat chakra, that connects you to your belly. So now if you use anything that's helping you in your throat, you can make a better imperial self because you're opening up your tower. And the way to do it is for us in our wholeness, we have to look at what are we utilizing, let's say, in our name, in our origins. If you go and do some study, just tap in and look at the studies of what's in front of you to say, oh, wait a minute. If I use this word, it actually connects me to a further word versus this word that most people use nowadays. And that's where your crown really comes back. You, your own scientist. Things differently, and you say, oh, man, I see how this works for my body. Now, of course, you might not know completely, so that's why it's a two eyes and then a three eyes. And when you get into your three eyes, you might be blind by it in the beginning. So just like when we think about Peter had a separation, right, from life.
Right.
Because they saw him differently. You a small being. You're a tall being. And they don't really look at you like I could be looking at you. Yet, you have something about you. And with that, this expresses how, just like us, we have a triangle. It's an apex in that triangle. In there is the sign. In that sign, we like from different parts of the nationalities and wherever we go, like Tao, you have a harmonious way of living. And so as Peter became the musician. So there's your music. Like if you play Monopoly, you don't have the artist in there. You don't have the musician in there. So when it became Reconstruction, it became a resurrection to your Reconstruction to resurrect you now if you don't see what Reconstruction is. So while everybody's saying, oh, we're doing a new thing, it's like, wait a minute, hold up, step back for a second. That might not be your new thing. It might be new to them, yet old to you. You got to look at how old it is first. And then you can start saying, okay, yeah, It's new because I ain't never seen it before. At the same time, I don't got no history lesson on it. So, yeah, you have to tap in. There's ways to do it, of course. Like I was saying, getting the books. This Gerald Massey. This one is The Natural Genesis. You go into Natural Genesis. He even talk about Shu in here, Chestnut, Geb. I was like, yo, he going in. I didn't even know he would speak that type of terminology. Yet, this is an old book. 1991 is pretty old with the compiled information that's put in here. I'm talking about a thick book that, I think it was like $75 at that time. $75 at that time.
That's where the real book at.
Yeah, like, and it was like, it got detail, it got the pictures, bro. You can go in here and see the pictures, bro, detailed pictures of Hathor and her horns on the head. If you look at how the zodiac sign is showing you, that's why they put, okay, this is why they put the sun behind every apostle, because the sun represented a certain type of divination that they went through. And so just like Nicholas, he went through a certain divination. That would be really Capricorn. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, you could look at how to take this going further. If you like, oh, I know Moses. Or then if you know Moses as this Capricorn. You're like, wait a minute, how Moses is Capricorn? Okay, well, then go on, put the horns on his head, and then go and look at it on the statue and see if that comes to connection. You're like, wait a minute, how he got horns on his head? So now, is he Moses as the Capricorn or now the bull? Moses. And so now you start mm-hmm. to see that he had, five books, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now that's actually explaining how we expanded man in the physical form. Like manual, you got guides and guidance. So to have them in expressions, the H-Y-M-N-S is the real H-I-M-S. The hymns. All these other hymns that's been put out there, they're the connection to the one side of the twin that's connected to Isis or Aset, mm-hmm. to the two sisters, which we can see that in between Mut, M-U-T, became Mutter, Mother, Mother. And the other changing up more of the what we wanted to be not versus what we actually are. Not Nut. So Nut is a deity, like Babe. That's the two sisters, right? The two sisters invoke the God as the Babe. That's what they made Jesus, the whole connection. So this is the higher, you have a higher privilege amongst a lot of other people that you wouldn't see. But the privy, P-R-I, privy of your ledge, privilege. You have a privy to a lot of other things here in this nowness state. So as Peter became just like a top, a mountain, or a tree. The tree is the mountain, the trunk. The trunk is just like how we cut and create petrified wood. So the woody wood, that's the whole idea of toys, putting woody out there, you know, making it still something that's connected, just don't know how it's connected. Because now if you go deeper, you find out that's why they had to change it. Changing the name is like being in the company. That's why I said in the beginning, we like commerce and we got a straw name, and now we change the straw name to a different straw name. You're like, wait a minute, now you can't, what? You ain't going to say you're shaming that name anymore. And then just like the brother with the cocoon state with the worm or caterpillar, they go into transformation. There's the two sides to themselves. Then they find out when they pick up a coin, it's not two sides. It could be three or more. So now the transformation is the butterfly, so now you have a butterfly effect. So when your butterfly effect comes out, making that 10 by 12 diagram in front of you, the 10 being the diameters in front of you to a 12 in your zodiac is going to represent your time. So now in your time, how much do you really measure? If someone put too much in their chest, they're treasuring too much, right? Just as much as they're measuring, not enough. Because when you're measuring, you're measuring out of yourself. When you're treasuring, you're keeping it to yourself. There's a that's why the two sisters became daughters. And now you got daughters. So when people were saying these names, they were really familiar. They just didn't know Dwight, just like how they changed it from Twat, and Twat being Twain, Terrain, now Terrace. These are all names that are still the same. It's trait. It's your trait. Portrait. You portray words that's deeper in your image more than yourself in the physical. So now it is imperative of how you throw out, you know, like what we were saying about your the vulgar to your mortal self. You got mortal self here, more, right, and tall self, though. You're a small self. You've been saying, I'm smart self. Yeah, smart isn't smart enough. That's a small art to yourself. This is why the Peter is created in art. We call it arts, artisans. So now, as that, it was Mozart as Mozart. Moses as Mozart. That's how that all became the same. So these people who are now walking around and can draw and write and give out the storyline, they might be writing it. Look at them and say, okay, wait a minute, brother, because you got some parts. You just got to, all right, let me give you this part right here to help you search on that, what you right there at. Because you right there with the sycamore tree, you just didn't know, oh, sycamore tree of Nuts, give me water and the breath of life which proceed from thee, that I may have the vigor of the goddess of living. Now he receives the water of life, and as being of flesh and the blood and the breath of life as a spirit, both from the mother, in accordance with the two truths. Now, what did we know of Moses? He had to come down with two tablets, which was known as the same thing. If you look on my brother M-I-N, well, the deity M-I-N, Min, he has, Amun, A-M-U-N, Amun, he basically starts it first, but has the two tablets on the head. So coming in with the two truths and in its earliest phase. So we got what they're giving you is Aset is said to have found the ark of Asar exposed of the river now. Now, you talking about ark just like we're talking about Noah. If you don't know your ark, you don't know your nose, the nose is Tutmose. Tutmose. So if you don't know how King Tut, how the snake, the cobra on the back of the head, how did that become a part of who he is in his viper? Like, you can sting, you can kill somebody. Yeah, you can murder him. Go on, kill him if you want to. However, do you realize what you're doing? Did you really think about it first, or you just went ahead and did it? All right, I mean, I'm just saying. It makes us a little different from what we look at more, right, immortal. That's why when we became mortals, we start doing mortal things, right? Just like how they say you do ungodly things. So now you're not right. A saint anymore. You one of them dirty, swarthy bums on the street, shelterless people. You get out my face. You always begging. You ain't got nothing to give. What do you give? Or you always taking from? So this is where the polarities changed in that. This is where you get the compass from. How he takes the children and switch it up from, oh, no longer a gift. Your child is the gift. And you didn't see it. So now that since you've been dogging your child so much, let me just take them from you. Because you don't see what you got in front of you. So this is the Rumpelstiltskin that we said from Peter, who became this little twa. They made it Peter. And so now he also changes the people up. Say, let me take your child. Since you don't know anything, let me go over here and let you want to make gold? Go ahead and make the gold from your hair, since you want gold so much. And now you lose your hair, go bald, because now your gold is made through your hair and you gave it away. It's the same thing we're doing with plasma. This Peter aspect is you're an eater. That's Peter. Peter Pan, eating all things in the pan. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So as Peter, when you're in the green, has to know himself, has to not just be blind by anything. Going into what truth is in self. Not to say I got to be the Hulk. You know what the Hulk does, right? You ever seen the Hulk? What do you do when he get angry?
Yeah, he, he, like, gets swells up and gets mad. What does he do? I never really
knew. He's from, like, the mortal man, so-called superhero, but he was, like, what we, in today's time, would classify him as the villain, not realizing. Because he changed up. He couldn't do that here. He'll change up into a big, hulky, barbarian-type dude and start breaking up stuff. But then he don't hit nobody because that's how the sitcom went, and then he left. Now, if you made him mad, he'll mess up your car, and then, you know, he might throw you in the water, but your car messed up. Now, in reality, who pays for that? You know what I mean? So it kind of changes that whole dynamic. And if this was reality, why would you have to put that in there? You know, so this is how we know we're still paid by illusions in ourselves. And until we see what is our truth, we're getting blind by it. I would just say, sit back and start to realize how to get in tune with yourself better. You'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, your truth. What I have noted is that, you know, when we start to come in discovering our truth, a lot of times we get stuck in parts that we may not either like or that we may not either understand. You know what I mean? And we tend to negate it or judge it. And I think somewhere right there, Eternal, is where we get hung up. So.
Well, that's why the Jack became a hook. That's why Jack became a captain to us. So the pirate is really the Moor. You got to know who the Moor is. And if you don't know, that's why it became Moor-ish. Yeah, we don't have that. The thought is when you're a seafarer, you went past any part of the sea. See, now it became a maritime. Like, you got to do meritorious type stuff, meritus. You got to get a merit. You got to get an award. You want a reward. You want so much income, you can't see your outcome. So now when you get stuff, it's not what you got for it. So now Peter, what did they say about Peter? Robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's what people say, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
So now you're actually no longer into the saint thought. You're these two thieves that was next to Jesus. They got crucified, and he said, well, y'all ain't listening to me. So I'm going on to resurrect. Y'all two going to basically go in hell because y'all don't even know how to, you know what I mean? Y'all just over there, forget Jesus and forget God and forget this and I don't care. We're going to just do what we want to do. We're going to run them up. So this mentality has been put into our trinity. Yeah, we didn't know these are basically, like I said, in our story going further back, they were about women. Your duat, your two of the sisters becoming three to the mothers. Knowing how now that your mother nature can help you. You got to know what the bend is. Bend is neb backwards. Know your nature. Neb nature. Neb nature is your nature. The more you know nurture, you can nurture yourself in anything. This is why the hills became a hard thing for us. When Jack went up this hill, he didn't go up the hill. I didn't say it. Oh, I'm going to say it again. He didn't go up to here. He didn't.
Okay.
He went up there to do something else. So when we hear these words, this becomes what we are. Just like the word are, you're using rawr in the word if you add another R to it. That's to let you know you can create words in these words, which is your language. Your mother said, okay, you know what that meant. And she said, you knew what it meant.
Yeah.
Even if she said,
we know,
tell
I
you.
Know what it meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. I'm with you. All right.
So if I was of a company.
Creating.
Yes. And if I was of a company and I wanted my company to shine better, I'd maybe change 1, 2, 3 letters. you know, or change the whole thing. And so this is how you get your Santa Claus, who's supposed to be Saint Nicholas. And that's why it looks like, oh, this is how transformation is. Yet the same transformation is something that's transformed in a transmutation. Coming from Krampus, it wears the same colors as the Santa Claus, and which could cause you to be confused for a second, which is the cause without the L, because if you see the L, it's the L being seven. Seven also represents L, but it's upside down. L also represents L as the sound. So when you hear the word L, it's not just that letter. See, what we done is our ego got us so strong that we don't want to listen to everything. And, of course, you say we shouldn't listen to everything.
Yeah.
How are you not listening to everything? You listen to everything. That's impossible not to listen to everything. If anything, take out what you can hear out of everything. Now you're kind of like picturing your everything because it's pixels. We're constantly going through L's. That's the way of the teacher. And now as the L become a bay, you're learning it from land. That's why the Hathor was explained from land. This is why the discharge from water as Mary or more, right? Mary, amor is love. More as coming out the stomach. Amore, you know, that's that same Italian concept. Like you look at how the name Nicholas is Italian, right? Which really Sicilian or Sicilian. So now that's why the Moors go further than what your name is. It's not a name. It's your nationality of who you are. Put the claim down of your nobility, like the bell. Why is Peter a bell? Why did they use a bell to make Peter, St. Peter, a bell now? This is magic. Magic comes from the bell. When you hit that sound, it's going to go around. And it's going to hit every corner. And if it's high enough, it's going to go further than that. It's like the sun. Why all of these basically are the same. It's B, the L. If you're not the L, then be a Bay. If you're not a Bay, then be Ali. If you're not an Ali, well, I don't know what else to say. Go and find another tribe that's out there for you that's going to work good for you. They even going to say, you know what? You're doing what you need to do. Come on over here with us. See, what we did was we adapt. We didn't just adopt to who we are. But most people, they went into adopt themselves. Oh, I need to be accepted. First of all, accept yourself. Because you can't be accepted nowhere if you can't accept yourself. How are you going to go
come
over here
first
and try to be accepted? You know, look at you and say, come on, let me accept. I can't accept. Now you got to be a member. And then I dismember you. Now, how can I dismember you? That means like I cut off your head. That's some old, you know, the king and the queen. Cut off his off with their head. We don't do that. We never had it. This is why the Shia and the Sharif came into this. This is why the head hunter came into this, cutting off heads. Really? Well, when you do this, right, how many heads you going to, because when you start one, just like a dog that bites, right? If a dog bites and he gets blood in his mouth, you think the dog ain't going to bite again? He got to taste the blood in his mouth. That's like saying, man, that drink might have been good. I didn't even think how good it was. Even though my master didn't punish me, you know what? I think I ain't going to bite another person today. And I'm going to do it today. This is the mentality also in us if we don't pay attention. How much do we put out without saying what we're putting in? Because when you bite, you really bite yourself. That's why chips is microchips. You're being programmed to gram self. Now, what are you doing for self to your heart? Well, let's think about this. Let's restart that. Let's say, am I weighing my heart light as a feather? Am I doing a ma'at thing? Am I measuring out or treasuring more? See, when I treasure more, I mess up more too. See, more is just like Rome backwards. That's why more is romance backwards. We done went another way at how to look at things. So we say, oh, I'm going to go on to the backside of my butt. But your backside of your butt is where the protrude is at, where we call it the anus side of self. But the anus is also a sun. Let me say that again. Amos is
okay.
also a son.
All
so
right.
now when your Uranus comes in, we got also Janus that comes in, Uranus with the sun. So when these line up in front of us or above us and not seeing it, these are the three planes that we don't see. This is that sun that had to get up, right, come out of the mama. Now I got to stand up. I'm on my hands and knees. First, I ain't know how to do anything. Now I'm on my feet. But I ain't all the way there yet. But now I'm starting to get it. Okay, well, I don't got what I needed. I'm on my threes. I'm going out of here. This is what the 10 represents. Came in at 4, walked on 2, and left on 3. That still represents 10 digits of yourself. You in the Kabbalah of yourself. You in that Nicholas of yourself, learning all the way to Peter how he became a rabbit, because it's a raw with bit when it became Jack Rabbit to even Peter Rabbit. That's why Bird Rabbit is important to learn as well. We say, why do we need to learn this folklore? Because they lured you in. But they lured your folks in. It's up to you to let them see what they got in that layer of the liar. See, there's a dungeon's layer, too, in that liar. When the Asians come out with the dragon and they going all and doing that festival, they talking about you. They've been talking about you for the longest. Most people don't know about our culture, so we don't go out there and say, wait a minute. Just like that, what you was just hearing earlier in the beginning, that festival, they over here rocking your festival better than you. Well, no, they can't do it better than you. They can never do it better than you. They can never do it better than you. They ain't trying to do it as best as they could as you. But you can see, like, wait a minute, something don't seem right. Even though it might have sounded like this is sounding boring. But really, if you go look it up and watch them, they are portraying everything from the ground up. They don't have there's no culture. So they got to mock your culture in order to be a culture. So what they do every year is to do that. October, right? Well, they start actually, and they just do it every holiday for real, for real. I mean, every 13 so-called weeks, we call 13, I'm going to just give it 13 weeks right now. They actually change this molecular structure of energy. Why everybody be sad at a certain point? Why does it, like we talking about right now, breast awareness, breast cancer, same thing that got my grandma out, you know, so certain things have been reinventing, already been there before, and you're like, what are they doing? But then, you know, we're going to start wearing pink. We're going to have to be wearing red, you know. So now they're using the color vibration that makes us stay in certain types of chakras. When you ain't got to use red, why don't you use green? Why don't you use blue? Because what they're doing is they're keeping energy lower for yourself. Now, I ain't saying pink is a bad thing. I'm not saying that. You can wear it proud if you want. What I'm stating is the fact is, if you can see color, right, look at the sky.
Mm-hmm.
What time does it turn red or pink? What you're going to do is when you put this blue on, you're going to attract everything that's connected, just like you do the pink. So when you do these things, you got to be mindful when you're doing it. And that way, you're now in tune with color. Because, see, when Peter came out, Peter had a different way of showing how his colors changed up on us. And so he became Simon. So like Simon Says, why you think them colors are up there on the little game of Simon Says? Why you think they put it in a circle? It's not just, oh, it's a coincidence. No, they keep using these things in front of you and how you playing with sounds and bells and whoop, whistles and toots and whistles and not knowing what the, I'm Peter playing with the Tom, you know, and Tomcat. This whole thing became this. So it was a part of changing the phallus, the cleophas became cleophallus. And so think about how Lilith, the green that she was wearing, being up in there, and then they had to get rid of her. So it's like you, the twin sister, oh, heck no, get up her out of here. We'll just do what Eve here, we're going to create her. So we ain't going to make it like, We came from women. Women came from us. That's the only way everybody going to have to live like this until they wake up. And you be like, oh, snap, we're in trouble. Because look at it.
Wait,
did you say
the woman came from us? Did you say the woman came from us?
That's what they tell us.
Okay. I mean, I like that concept because we have been promoting and talking this separation for so long. So please know that I am so glad to hear and feel and know that the man is being spoken of in such high honor and value. So I love it. But, you know, I heard that, though, and I like it. So.
Well, the sperm came out to be the spark back to recharge the woman. Yeah, we came from the woman, so
play
now we can give her back the spark. Yeah, that's why the spark became a plug and put it in the car. When we tune ourselves up, we had to change the spark plug. Change the oil. Basically, your soil. And that's your soul. So that's like reskin yourself, reshed yourself, renew yourself, anew yourself. Why do we do it every year? That's why the dragon comes out to show you this is your constellational change. You have to become 13 moon cycles. Don't just stay in with Capricorn and jack people up. You know what I mean? Don't become the jack in the box. Don't become the jackass. That's why St. Nicholas came in on the donkey. But the donkey represented the actual Libra. So now they're using Jakku. But who's Jakku? Jakku represents your Israel. This is all about he and her brood. But again, from her brood, the Hebrew, the change of the Roman, and this is how we got into Moors and didn't know or see mermans. Mermans are Hermans. The Hermans are Shermans. And Shermans are how you connect to the shepherd. Shepherd and the he-man is where all this came out of, the Sherma. The she is Shu. So when you use Shu like Eshu or Ishu like Jishu, Yeshu, you're still saying these words. You're still connected to the vibration. Without knowing the word is the vibration and not just words. So it makes you a part of that. When you talk about, let me get my shoe putting on your foot, you starting it again. When you say, hey, baby, babe, baba, baba loya, you're still connected. Abba, you're still connected. You're just saying it the opposite way. Adam, Mada, you're saying Mada is Adam, backwards. That's all. And when you start to see that, it started to make sense. Now I could talk to you, mama, because you've been saying Jesus and this and Jesus and that. Yet you don't know I came out of this, too. I'm a Benu. You're being new, you. A Benu. Us, Benu is a boat. She created a chariot, you know. There's so many ways you can now unlock this, is what I'm basically saying. This Peter went to the Never Never Ending Land and all of that, being with the Merry Man or whatever. That's like Robin Hood. That's the whole thing was the same. It's just been changing it and rechanging it. And say, okay, I want them to see Snow White, and I want to see them the seven L's with them, the Peter, but change it up again. You want to make them a different one. Make them seven of them. You know, I multiply. And the more they keep multiplying your one chakra and showing you seven chakras and then not telling you seven chakras is with the eighth chakra and then the hunter is the ninth chakra like Sagittarius. Come on. Who's playing games now? The hunter is the archer. And the archer is Sagittarius, the one with the bow and the arrow. So it's all going back to if we were to look at it, even the Greek terminology, it would be what we having for Valentine, Cupid, who shoots the heart. But he's not shooting at a heart. He's shooting the hip. The heart is the shape of a hip.
Ha. Wow. Wow. We never even really just paid attention. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But, guys, things and rituals that we celebrate, you guys, you know, we're going to go ahead and wrap up, guys. This has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful podcast, guys. I hope that you guys took something out of it. You know, I hope you, as always in the classroom, that you have your pen and paper ready. Eternal, this was amazing. This was amazing because you illustrated, you know, Peter. Really, guys, this is us. This is all us, really. You know what I mean? And what we truly are getting back to is us, basically, because St. Nicholas, when I heard you speak about St. Nicholas, we only hear, you know, the part of the story illustrated about how St. Nick, you know, getting toys and all of that. We really truly didn't know what the full story about who St. Nicholas was. And as you said, the send me that name of what you stated, because that energy, that energy right now is needed on so many levels. The Baba Law, I forget what you said his name was. But, guys,
well,
this is getting us back. Yes. Please send me the spelling of it, because this is the second time that this has come up in the healing journey for my personal, but I know that it will be beneficial for the world, and I do want to illustrate something later on that particular energy as I learn. But so send me the spelling of that energy in our chat if you can. But, guys, I hope that you guys truly draw something out of this classroom segment. Thank you. As always, guys, we're here. Thank you. Yes, this brother that I follow, you guys may know him, Brother Panic. Hello, Brother Panic. Pan, you know. So he mentioned that energy. You know what I'm saying? He did an 8-hour lecture recently, guys. Go find him on YouTube, Brother Panic, P-A-N-I-C. He just recently did on how to heal yourself. What did he say? No, protecting yourself in this spiritual war. Very great, Pfeiffer. And the last few that he done, guys, like the last five, if you go back the last five or even the last 10 that lectures that Brother Panic has done, I promise you guys, you'll be ahead of the game. You'll understand your shadow selves. You know what I'm saying? Shadow work, shadow selves, the protective mechanisms that we build up, which we call the shadow self. You know what I mean? I mean, there is so much lecture, guys, you know, there for you guys. You know what I'm saying? So if you truly don't know in this time, it's because you don't want to know. You know, it's some type of fear that you have that's blocking you. You know what I mean? But if you push past that, you guys, you'll begin to tap back into you. And do not be alarmed, okay? Because you're going to see shit and discover shit and find shit about you that you're not going to like. You're going to be like, wait a minute, this couldn't possibly, you're going to be fighting with yourself? You'd be like, no, this couldn't possibly be a part of me. Yeah, baby, it's a part of you. But here's the thing. To understand why this is a part of me, where did this come from? I'm going to share with you just a little bit. My cousin committed suicide, Eternal. Why did he commit suicide? Because he got caught with possession of child pornography, and he was about to go to prison and await trial. No one in the family knew. Not judging him, but what part of that was he connected with? See, that's the elite level. That's the elite level. That's what they do. What part, what secret society was he a party in that they had to sacrifice babies? You know, what level of connection? Where did he learn that? See, that's what I'm on. I'm not judging my cousin. Yeah. I want to know, where the fuck did he learn that?
Yeah,
go ahead, Eternal.
This is where you get the Jay-Z. If you look at Blueprint, I got this from Rashid Jamal. I was just looking at him. Check him out when you got time.
Yeah.
He also talks about how to, you know, put the veil over you, get into meditation, do your chants. You know, even for myself, we got certain ways that we can throw it out there for y'all, so you can go ahead and prime yourself up, because you a Jedi. And you're going into this world of self, but not knowing what self is. Self is also self. So when you don't see it, you're a part of that. You know what I mean? And so the action speaks louder than its words. What he did was he basically talked about 444. If you look that up, 444 explains what you're just now speaking on with Rashid. He just was basically showing us the science behind. If you look at how the twin ends, the children losing their soul spirit aspect for the cloning aspect, and also you know getting into this child trafficking. This is where Peter comes
yep.
from. That's why we were talking about Peter. Peter became the Peter robber. That's why you saw the bag. The bag wasn't always gifts. That's why I said the gifts that we didn't know was our children. So certain people sold their children starting in October, right? And it started in June. It started in June, and they made it called the carnival or festival. That's why you see us. Why you think they would start it off with us, little child, going to a carnival? You know what I mean? Yeah, at the same time, mm-hmm. it was a test. It was a test to them. They were being tested. You ain't seen us, go watch it. And don't look at it as a horror, because when people see it, oh, I'm horror. Turn the music down or something. Don't let all that stuff. Those are trick plays to your art.
Yeah.
You are powerful. You are powerful. Mm. So there's no way this little science that they put in front of you is going to be powerful than you. All right. So when you're watching this, go and put your shell up, whatever you need to shell up yourself with. Put the the crystals, whatever. Put that in there and watch that joint and see what they're telling you, because they're showing you the rabbits. Like I was just saying with Peter the Rabbit, Burr Rabbit, all that. They're showing you that. They're showing you cloning. They're showing you all that in the science with the scissors, right? Because, scissors represent seizures too. But scissors like to cut. So shears, right? Just like barbarians, they have to use shears to cut their hair and become Berbers, right? Became barbers. That's why the elephant represents the Barbary or Barbie. So the Barbie is now the new era in time, yet you can see the replacement in this movie called Us. And this is why we've been seeing robots being androids. Well, we saw robots, we just didn't know they were going to become androids. Yet they were setting it up for it. Now, just like in the in what we were saying, the brother, he was breaking it down for us. He was saying, how did Jay-Z have all of this? He a billionaire, and now he's selling his stuff for millions, and it's like, is he gone already? Is he already a clone? Did they already switch him up? And then was it that he was so involved in the little child trafficking that's how it happened, and we never seen him? And so now they're all being indicted for all this, for the industry and child molestation. All that comes out now, but we don't see it until after the news shows. So we ain't going to see news until it's already old. So by the time we see it, because you got to think about this. When they started doing sitcoms, it was live. Then they went to a point where they could air it later on. Then they realized since they could air it later on, they can make a bunch of these joints and nobody going to recognize nothing.
See,
unless
you
do that.
More. What is that eternal? Telling lies to your vision.
Yeah. You see it through lexigram. You see it through topography. Now, topography is you seeing words written into you, but you seeing the shape that it forms. It could be a bunch of words that just shaped up and they ain't got the right form yet.
Yep.
But it's coming. It's coming. The madness is coming. The madness of my dog is coming. So when you look at how the Kali works, that's the chopping of the heads. You got to chop their heads off because Kali Ma going to do all that. You do your work.
Listen. I'm telling you guys. People, my brother got mad at me. He was like, screw you and your radio show that no one's listening to, And as I was telling him, it's fine that no one really tunes in and listens to Ear that much yet. But see, what we're doing in this now moment is going to go down in history because, see, people are not ready to face themselves just yet. So, of course, people are going
to
be like, ooh, they're not going to want to tune in to us right now, Eternal. And we're okay with that. That's okay.
Yeah, ain't no problem. That's called time. Mama Grace, right? Good Father Time.
Hey.
Mama Grace, gave Father Time. So that's how you move, how you get back to your maternal self. See, first you're going to get it immaturely. You know, I don't want to hear that, right? But then you're like, damn, I don't want to hear that. But then somebody else tell you that. And you're like, dang, I heard that before. Now you ain't got to check because somebody else told you. You're like, God dang it, how'd it come back to me? Because you said, I don't want to hear that. What you meant to say is, I do want to hear that. So you won't have to hear it again. Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We tend to rebel against the magnet. But now the magnet attracts us even more because we do that. Like, say you don't like somebody. Man, I can't stand this person, blah, blah, blah. But then that thing, you know, you run into this person. You're like, God dang it.
Because energy does not, you know, we need to understand that energy does not understand these concepts that we created, what's right or wrong, these dialogues, these programs that we created in order to control and manipulate the paradigm. But, you know, please be very clear that energy does not understand that. So, guys.
Yes.
Here's the thing, in wrap
Peter Glock. Yes, sir. St. Peter Glock. Look it up, St. Peter Glock. What I mean by that is same lettering, different pronunciation to the letter. St. Peter Glock is the actual, peace, by the respect. It's the bell that's connected to the world. The same. Peter's Glock is, now look at the word. I think I'm in my bag, it's not with me.
No, it's okay. They need to research, you know what I'm saying? So, guys, do your research, all right? Don't believe us. Do your research, you guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys, for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. We're going to go more into what I stated on the cousin and the child pornography and stuff like that. We are going more into that when I do a podcast for him, which is going to be either next week or it's going to be coming up, guys, because I want to do something in dedication for him. Not a judgment show. It's going to be entitled Thou Should Not Judge, Education to Derek Boyd, right? And that's because, guys, Auntie LJ kept saying this and telling me this, you know, while I was on the show judging. You know what I'm saying? She was Auntie LJ was attempting to insert the understanding of why these type of things happen, guys. We need to get to the science
of. You're right.
Huh?
He had to be that example. He had to be that example for
and
us to listen.
It. And that's
we
just
have
it,
to listen.
Brother. That's why
not
it's very important.
Sit down and listen.
Why
it
it's
take
important.
Much time.
Yeah.
And hug a brother.
You
don't hurt to hug a brother. You hug women all the time, don't you? Oh, you like hugging women. That's all you like hugging.
Brother, let me tell you, this is why the ancestors are working on me so heavy, because people listen to me. People listen to us. You know what I'm saying? So I have to get it right in order to set a stage for the world, to, in order for them to understand and hear it differently, because the way that it's being projected, people are not hearing it. So if we do it, if we project it in a essence of Maya, you know what I mean, versus the essence of Kali Ma, okay? Versus the essence of Kali Ma.
Yes.
You know, if we present Maya, then the people will start to understand. And then, guys, it will be affected. And then guess what happens after that? We can effectively heal these behaviors. All right?
Yeah, because repent,
so that's what's gonna
repent
happen.
Is repeat. Repent
hey,
is repeat. So
is
that's how repeat became Peter. Yes.
They chose the right ancestor. Okay? This is going to happen, and it's just a matter of when. So, anyhow, guys, I love you guys. Tomorrow we are going to speak on Valentine's Day. Brother Eternal has a kind of a not new definition, but you know, eternal for me, guys, is the root. All right, so eternal is going to explain and project the root, you know what I mean, onto Valentine's Day, guys. So I love you guys. to next time, that's it for me, guys. And join us tomorrow, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Thank you to all the listeners. I see a new number that I didn't recognize. But to the current listeners, Joanne, all you guys, love you, love you, love you to life. Until next time, peace and eternal. Go ahead and take us home.
You're on a voyage of yourself. So each voyage that you take is a turn. So whether it's the terrain yourself or to see the tourist of yourself, you can tear, but then what do you tear as you're touring yourself? That's the heart, half of it at least, just like a tear to an eye. So when you release this beast that's the belly of your throat, how do you breathe? You say be the raw or be the. The is still to her. Tahuti, to hut, to know your hut, as your hat, as your crown. You crown yourself as a conical. Look around. If not, it's the ground that becomes the compound and the verb to your actions, and your actions become absurd if you didn't see or even heard. What words come with the H but hear? It's the H with an ear in your thoughts. So you have to speak real clear to make it not just a C but a K. In his thoughts, not just a D with a K itself in thoughts, yet to relay your thoughts. This is where the play in thoughts comes from. Don't slay yourself. Know what the slay is, all right? So move yourself with left as well. That's your breath. I share. Give thanks. I say, oh, respect.
Keep us down cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, then they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element, one with the element. I am the element, becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element.
Look, I'm just trying to spread the light. Dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water. Yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day.
day. At night time I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please no interference. Dropping knowledge nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music. Yeah, we medicating, meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother nature got me out here celebrating. Cause
I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element.